The lad pacifies the Lord with prayers. Text 30.
Amen. manifestation.
Eta
this.
Amosha
of that. The whole universe.
Yat
since.
Twa
you.
Adi
in the beginning.
Antaya
at the end.
Prita
separately.
Avasyasi
exist as the cause.
Madhyata
Madhyatacha
also in the middle.
The duration between the beginning and end.
Srishva
creating.
Guna Vyatikara,
the transformation of the three modes of material nature.
Nija
Maya,
by your own external energy.
Ida,
this.
Nana
Iva.
Like many varieties.
Tai
by them.
The modes.
Avasita
experienced.
Ta
that.
Anupravishta
entering into.
Translation.
My dear Lord, you alone manifest yourself as the entire cosmic manifestation. For you existed before the creation. You exist after the annihilation. And you are the maintainer between the beginning and the end. All this is done by your external energy through actions and reactions of the three modes of material nature. Therefore, whatever exists externally and internally is you alone.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada.
As stated in the Brahma Samhita, chapter 5, verse 35, Eko Pyasaro Vachayitum Jagadandakotim Yach Chaktirasti Jagadandachayayavanta Andantarasta Paramanu Chayantarastam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. I worship the personality of Godhead Govinda, who, by one of his plenary portions, enters the existence of every universe and every atomic particle, and thus unlimitedly manifests his infinite energy all over the material creation. To create this cosmic manifestation, Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, expands his external energy and thus enters everything in the universe, including the atomic particles. In this way, he exists in the entire cosmic manifestation. Therefore, the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in maintaining his devotees are transcendental, not material. He exists in everything as the cause and effect, yet he is separate, existing beyond this cosmic manifestation. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 4. Mayatatamidam sarvam jagadavyaktamurtina matstani sarvabhutani nachaham teshvavastita. The entire cosmic manifestation is but an expansion of the Lord's energy. Everything rests in Him.
yet he exists separately, beyond creation, maintenance, and annihilation. The varieties of creation are performed by his external energy. Because the energy and energetic are one, everything is one. Sarvam kau idam brahma. Therefore, without Krishna, the Parabrahman, nothing can exist. The difference between the material and spiritual worlds is that his external energy is manifested in the material world, whereas his spiritual energy exists in the spiritual world. Both energies, however, the belong to the Supreme Lord, and therefore, in a higher sense, there is no exhibition of material energy, because everything is spiritual energy. The energy in which the Lord's all-pervasiveness is not realized is called material. Otherwise, everything is spiritual. Therefore, Prahlad says, Ekas tvam eva jagad etam. You are everything. Ekas tvam eva jagad etam amushyam tvam. Adyam tayo vidagavasya simantitas cha. Srishtvaduna vatikaram nijaman edam. Nan eva tayo vasitas tadaru pradishtha. My dear Lord, you alone manifest yourself as the entire cosmic manifestation. For you existed before the creation. You exist after the annihilation. And you are the maintainer between the beginning and the end. All this is done by your external energy through actions and reactions of the three modes of material nature. Therefore, whatever exists externally and internally is you alone. Just prior to this, Prahlad was explaining how Krishna is equal to everyone. He is equal to everyone, and whatever he may do to anyone, in some case, he may kill someone. In another case, he may give someone some wonderful thing. But Prahlad Maharaj explained that in neither case is Krishna showing or expressing any particular emotional, personal feeling that I don't like you, therefore I give you, that I do like you, therefore I give you something. It is not like that, but rather he is reciprocating in terms of the desires of the living entities. Srila Prabhupada talked about how the government builds the prison house and it puts the criminals in there. And it builds the schools and it puts the nice children there and the universities, the young, nice young men and young ladies who want to move forward in their lives. So different facilities are there and different people are entrusted to the care of those different governmental institutions. But it is not that the government is expressing any particular feeling in doing that. It just has a responsibility. It has different responsibilities. And so it puts certain people into the prison house, but actually it is hoping, the government is hoping, that those people will become corrected and become nice people. Yes. So therefore they call, nowadays at least, they call those places correctional institutions. At least this is what they call them. They want to correct them. They're not simply trying to hurt them. And when the government built that prison, it was not thinking, let us build this place, grab a few of the citizens, stick them in there, and make them suffer. No. It was thinking how to help society in general. And similarly, in building the different educational institutions, the government was not thinking that let us favor some of the people and give them some nice opportunities, but others of the people, we'll just grab them and stick them in the prison house, and not like that. But the government is simply performing its duty and is equal-minded, and in creating these different facilities is not really expressing different emotions towards different people. But rather, different people are being facilitated in different ways. Those who decide, I want to be a criminal. So then the government reciprocates with that desire by putting them in jail. And those young people who decide, I want to get ahead in life and learn something. So the government is fulfilling that desire by giving them the schools and universities. Of course, in South Africa, maybe the other way around. People in the prisons are doing pretty well. A lot of them are not going into the prisons. And the people who are going to the schools are having a hard time, at least that they hear. But otherwise, in principle, the government does not hate some people, therefore it puts them in the prison, and does not like some people, and therefore gives them different opportunities, educationally or in other ways. But the government is just performing its duty and reciprocating with different people in different ways as are appropriate in terms of the conditions of those different people, what they are like as individuals. So, Prahlad Maharaj is explaining that. That's an important point in our Krishna conscious philosophy. Then Prahlad went on to explain how much he was indebted to Narada Muni. Narada Muni is his spiritual master. And Prahlada Maharaj was explaining to Lord Nrsimhadeva a very interesting point, a very important point, that even though you have saved my life, and of course normally if someone saves your life, then you owe them your life. You owe them your life, and in a sense your life becomes their property, in a certain sense. But Prahlada Maharaj said that despite this, my debt really is to Narada. My debt is really to Narada. So how can I leave his service? How could I minimize his service? Even as opposed to your service. Of course, in one sense they're the same, but in another sense they're also not exactly the same. And this is all, this is part of our Acitya Veda Meditaka philosophy, which Prahlad is more specifically describing here in this verse. That service to Krishna, service to the spiritual master and service to Krishna, they are one. You cannot say that they are totally different things, not connected with each other. No. They are one. But at the same time, they're not simply totally one, but they're two individuals, the spiritual master of Krishna. They're two individuals. So Prahlada was making that point, that even as compared to your service, but how could I abandon his service? And in the purport Śrīla Prabhupāda explained that actually service to the spiritual master becomes, it comes before service to Krishna, in that sense of seeing some type of distinction between them. So here in this verse then, as we have mentioned, this important philosophy of Acitya Veda Meditaka is being described by Prahlada Maharaj. And because it is a very important part of our philosophy, in fact, it is practically the foundational part of our philosophy, which explains how everything is connected to everything else. So that is certainly very foundational. The universal picture of how everything is arranged. How is it arranged? Everything is simultaneously one with and different from Krishna. So here, that philosophy, and in the following verse also, we will see it tomorrow, how that philosophy is being described by Prahlada Maharaj. We call this philosophy Acitya Veda Meditaka. Acitya means that it is inconceivable, or at least the element of inconceivability is there. If it were actually, literally and totally inconceivable, then it couldn't be a philosophy. But the element of inconceivability is there, in the sense that everything is vague, different from, while simultaneously abhed, not different. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is our tattva. This is our truth, our basic truth, and basic vision of everything, of reality. This term was coined by Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī, whose disappearance day was on Thursday.
few days ago. And this philosophy was stressed by him, and it was also stressed by Lord Chaitanya himself. And sometimes it is sort of attributed to him. But it is not that this philosophy of Achyutaveda is Lord Chaitanya's creation or Jiva Goswami's creation. No, this is our philosophy. It is there in Bhagavad Gita. It is right here in this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is everywhere. It is all pervading as the foundational principle of our perspective on reality. So here, Prahlad Maharaj is explaining how Krishna is one with the creation in a certain sense. He is one with the creation. So if he is one with the creation, what does that mean? That means the creation is him. So therefore, if the creation is him, you are now sitting on Krishna in the form of the marble tiles. We are breathing Krishna in the form of the air, and our bodies are Krishna. And where could you go from there? That we are Krishna. Oh, that sounds interesting. So, but we don't want to go too far, because it is not just a bed that there is no difference.